This morning, I've been sitting in my home office, a room that's never seen so much usage before. I've been in here for about 4 hours now, and I'll probably be in here for about another three. My son is downstairs doing schoolwork with my wife, and later on I'll go downstairs, try to give her a break. Eat, fold laundry, play Lego Star Wars, yeah, we still have a Nintendo Wii, and maybe watch a movie. Of course it'll be my son's choice. I always thought I'd be more productive with all this downtime. This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 204, Imagination versus Reality.
Well, here it is, day 1,496,002.5 gazillion, whatever, I don't know. It's a big number. I mean, it's probably not a big number, but it feels like a big number. Whatever day it is of quarantine, isolation, limbo, whatever, another day, and doing the same thing every day. And I've tried to do other things. I've tried to keep myself occupied from being bored. Like, I've played countless hours of video games, multiple games, not just one game. I've tried a whole bunch of them out already. I've binged shows and movies on every platform. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, whatever there is. Seen it, watched it, know it, may or may not have liked it, depends what it is. I've been on those sites. I've watched what I've watched. I've binged. I've tried to do things outside that are safe-ish. Like, I've taken my dog for a walk. I have shot basketball in my front yard. You know, things like that. I've tried to be creative inside my house, but it's hard. I am running out of options of things to do here. But I get creative, you know? I feel as if I need to do something more, or as if I need to do something creative, you know? I obviously do something creative when you're in a creative mood. Just something different, you know? Something that maybe can reach the masses. But I don't know what that is. I mean, I have a couple ideas, but nothing concrete. But maybe there's someone I can call. Imagination, hey, what's up, buddy? It's been a while.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
It's me, Cameron, you know, the dude whose head you're inside of.
Oh, right. Cameron. Yeah, it's been a while since you used me. What can I do for you?
Number one, that hurt. And number two, you know, I've been in isolation for quite some time, and I was wondering if you had any ideas of how I can do something creative.
Well, creativity is a broad spectrum, Mr. Scandal. What platform were you thinking of?
You know, definitely something on the internet, something that I can put on YouTube or, I don't know, Spotify. I really haven't had time to really think about that yet because I wanted an idea first.
Well, you do play those video games quite a bit. Why don't you try playing video games and putting them on the internet? Be a streamer or something like that.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea. You know, maybe I'll do... yeah, hold on there, man. Someone's calling me on the other line. Hello?
Mr. Scandal, this is Reality. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Reality. What's up?
Is it correct that you were thinking about becoming a streamer?
I mean, I was thinking about it, you know, talking to, Imagination about the idea, but, you know, it was just a thought.
Let's let it stay just a thought. You know you can't do it.
Okay, you want to care to tell me why?
The odds are simply against you. Nothing will come of it. You'd be wasting your time.
Thanks, I think. Alright, I guess I'll talk to Imagination and we'll think of something else.
It was great catching up with you, brother. Good times.
Hello, Imagination, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. What can I do for you?
That was Reality on the other line, and he said that I can't be a streamer, that I shouldn't. I don't know. It was all kind of confusing. I mean, bottom line, I guess streamer's out.
Okay. Well, we have a lot more to work with. You like music, so maybe you can do something with that. You like the pop and the rap and the rock and the roll and the jazz and the opera.
All right, I get it. I like a lot of music. What's your point?
My point is that you like music, you can kind of sing, and you know all the fast parts to the raps and things like that, so you could probably write your own hooks, sing, do the fast parts and raps, you know, something like that.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea. I gotta be honest, I do have a rap alter ego already. His name is Scandino, and he's for real, you know. I don't want to give too much away, but, yeah, you know, that could maybe work.
Well, there you go. Scandino can finally get on the platform he deserves. You can go ahead, put some songs on SoundCloud, and get famous.
Yeah, you know, maybe I will... Hold on, man. Someone else is calling me again. Give me 1 second here, man. Hello?
Reality here. How's it hanging?
Yo, come on, man. We just talked, like, you know, less than a minute ago. What's going on now?
Are we not cool anymore? Just wanted to catch up with you, man. It was only a terrible idea.
What was my terrible idea? Imagination was backing me up on bringing Scandino into the limelight.
The idea of the Scandino is great. But would I put it out for the public? No.
Oh, I shouldn't put that out to the public, and why not?
For starters, you and I are buds. Calm down, brother. You know the power that I have.
Oh, man. All right. All right. So, why shouldn't Scandino be in the public?
Because it is a terrible idea. Are we homies? Yes. I just don't want you to embarrass yourself. Quite frankly, I don't think you have any of the necessary qualifications.
So, what you're telling me is I can't rap or sing?
Did I ever say that? No. To be honest, I don't want you to waste your time. I ought to know this stuff by now.
Alright, I guess you do know, because you're Reality, alright? I get it. Alright, I won't make music, okay? I'll think of something else.
Sounds great, homie. I have more dreams to save today. Until next time.
Oh my god. Alright. Hello? Imagination, you still there, ma'am?
Yes, sir, I am. Who was that on the other line?
The first time or the second time?
Second time.
Reality.
Oh, then who was it the first time?
Reality.
Oh, okay. Well, two things. Why'd you make me guess the second time if it was the same person? And I guess I should have seen this coming and let you know. You're not the only person that I talk to, and I always give people ideas, and Reality only comes in and shuts them down right away. So I guess that's my fault. I should have let you know sooner.
No, man, it's fine, whatever. It's no big deal. Let's get back to the drawing board. So, being a streamer, gamer, whatever, that's out. Being a rapper, singer, musician, that is out. But I've liked the idea of us doing something online. So, how can we expand on that?
Well, there's podcasts. You have that radio show at school. So, maybe you can do something like that. But instead of doing sports, you can interview people and have them talk about their lives right now. That would be interesting.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, at my radio show, the first hour of my show is called Camcast, and that is a podcast-type show. So, yeah, maybe I could just bring Camcast and put it on a SoundCloud or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you know, something like that.
Look at you. You already have experience in the field. I say go for it. What do you have to lose?
Yeah, man. I mean, I can get my parents or my... Oh, my God. Yo, I'm getting another call, and I can bet money it's Reality. Hold on 1 second, man. What do you want now?
Hey, homie. Let's take it down a notch. Better vibes now.
No, man, I'm not dialing it back. This is the third time that you've called me. Actually, the third time you've interrupted my conversation with somebody else, and all you've done is be mean and rude. Like, not, like, what do you want?
As your homie, I am here to help you. I filter your success.
I'm going to stop you right there because we're not homies, all right? We are not homies because, like I said, you've done nothing but shoot down my ideas, and, like, these are dreams. Like, what music lover doesn't want to be an artist, or what gamer doesn't want to be a streamer? But you've shut those ideas down. Like, what do you, like, what? What could you possibly want to call me about?
You know, man, I don't appreciate this bad guy crap. It is just my job. I'm your internal disciplinarian. I look at my work as a saving mechanism in many ways. You ever heard of LeBron James? I encouraged him along the way. I had him on board.
Oh, I'm so glad LeBron James was on board about being one of the best basketball players to ever exist. So if Lester's going to give me some sort of good news like that, I don't want to hear it, man.
I think this is good news, homie. You see...
No. Let me stop it right there. I don't want to hear another word, man, all right? I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Oh, my God. Hello, Imagination?
Yep, still here. How is reality?
Oh, you know, just the ray of sunshine that he usually is, you know, telling me that my dreams are failures and that I probably shouldn't do them, you know, the typical.
Yeah, I hear you, man. But listen, this podcast thing is going to be a hit. Trust me.
You know, but between the two of you, that's so great to hear, man. But, you know, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a little paranoid because of this whole reality thing, but how do you know for sure that it's going to be, you know, a success?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
What do you think you've been doing all this time?
Imagination versus Reality was produced by Cameron Scandal with Sarah Hassenauer and Christopher Tongle. For dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helpe.